Hello everyone, my name is Juliet Amati and this podcast is called A Balanced Diet. So in this podcast we're going to be discussing the biomolecules, each of their structure and functions and how they compare. So a biomolecule is a specific organic compound. Each biomolecule is composed of essential elements that are essential for life. These elements are carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and phosphorus. So the first biomolecule that we are going to discuss is carbohydrates. Carbohydrates have carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. So carbohydrates, their monomers are monosaccharides. And their overall function is that they are the primary source of energy. Major types of carbohydrates include cellulose, which provides structure and strength in the cell walls. Membrane carbohydrates, which protect the cell and differentiates host cells from intruders. Starch, which is the energy storage. Glycogen, which is the energy storage, and chitin, which forms exoskeleton in insects and crustaceans. The next biomolecule is lipids. The structure of lipids are three fatty acids with a glycerol. The overall function of lipids is that it is the long-term energy source. Major types include steroids, which increase the rate of muscle mass development, phospholipids, which are cell membranes that form a phospholipid bilayer in the plasma membrane, oil, wax, and fat. The next one is proteins. Oh, and by the way, lipids contain carbon, hydrogen, oxygen. The next one is proteins, which has carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. Their monomer is amino acids, which can be found in translation, which then forms proteins at the end of the assembly line of amino acids. So a few major types of proteins are enzymes, which start or speed up chemical processes, antibodies, which identifies and neutralizes pathogens, hormones, which assist in growth and development, transport proteins, which move molecules across the plasma membrane, collagen, which supports cells and provides strength to skin, and keratin, which is a protective layer on the outside of skin and attaches cells to each other. The overall function of a protein is that it builds and repairs tissues and regulates body processes. The next one, which is found in all organisms, are nucleic acids. Nucleic acids are composed of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and phosphorus. They have three components, which are the phosphate base, the sugar molecule, and the nitrogenous base, which makes up the nucleotide, which is the monomer of nucleic acids. The overall function of a nucleic acid is that it is the production of genetic information. The major types include DNA, RNA, and ATP. DNA is deoxyribonucleic acid, which is found in the nucleus and has the genetic information of the cell and organism. The next major type is RNA, ribonucleic acid. It is found in the cytoplasm and nucleus and converts the genetic information in DNA to proteins. And lastly, the major type of ATP is ATP, which is the energy source, and it is found in the cytoplasm. So we're going to cover, lastly on this podcast, we are going to cover real world examples of these biomolecules through what we eat. So a few examples of a balanced diet in order to maintain a balanced diet, we need to incorporate carbohydrates, lipids, and proteins. A few things we can eat that can give us carbohydrates, that can provide carbohydrates to our bodies, are bread, milk, cereal, vegetables, fruit, potatoes, rice, and pasta. We can get lipids from butter, cheese, plant oils, and margarine, and protein from eggs, chicken, yogurt, tuna, turkey, fish, and shrimp. Nucleic acids cannot be found or gained from food, so therefore it does not have a section in this part of the balanced diet. Thank you for listening to my podcast and have a nice day.